Our text for Christmas Day is the Gospel reading, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. I share with you again these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, Christmas is a time for music and singing. But even at Christmas, there are some songs you might hear and you'll say to yourself, "Yeah, call that music?" Well, this Advent and Christmas season, we have been looking at songs of the Savior, including the Benedictus of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, the Magnificat of Mary, the Gloria in Excelsis sung by the angels, and today we look at John chapter 1. And you might say, you call that a song? Well, we don't usually think of it that way. But as I mentioned last night, the Bible doesn't say that Mary or Zechariah or the angels actually sang what they had to say, but they are words in poetic form that move us to sing. And so these words of John also are quite poetic, I think, and they have inspired much of our Christian singing. Singing is when words and music are joined together. And when that happens, I think it causes those words to stick in our heads in a way that they don't usually, and to make a difference even in how we think and how we feel. Something like that happens, I think, when Jesus, the eternal Word, is joined to human flesh, so that God sticks with us and gets into our heads and makes a difference in how we think and how we feel. This is what John tells us about. As he shows us the highest, most holy light of light eternal, and how light and life to all he brings, as the Word of the Father now in flesh appearing. Let's think first about how he is light, highest, most holy light of light eternal. He writes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. God tells Job that at creation, the morning stars sang for joy. Maybe like us, they sang about how out of darkness we have light, which made the angels sing this night. Or, of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He is Alpha and Omega, the source, the ending, He. John chapter 1 makes clear the connection with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, where when there's nothing else but silence and emptiness, yet there is God. And that God who says, let us make man in our image, is that one God who is three persons. And one of those persons is Jesus. Jesus, the one who was born as a human at Christmas, but that's not his beginning. He had no beginning. He is the eternal God. When God breaks the silence in this vast emptiness, and creates all things simply by speaking His Word, John says Jesus is that Word by which all things are made. Without Him, there's not anything made that has been made. And the first thing He made, Genesis tells us, is light, which we all depend on for energy and to sustain our lives. And then He creates life in the forms of all flesh, including mankind. And it's very good. But as quickly as the Christmas songs disappear from the radio, and the beautiful wrapping becomes a pile of trash, and the exciting gifts have missing batteries and missing broken parts, and the happy children are tired and in tears, and the parents are exhausted and exasperated. Sin, like an overblown fuse, blows out and plunges the whole world into darkness and death. But the word does not stop singing. There is a second verse. Light and life to all he brings. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of God. Good Christians fear, for sinners hear, the silent word is pleading. Where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. It used to be that if you had words to read, you had to have light to be able to read them. Well, now with electronics, the words themselves can give off light. But long before any of this, God's Word gave light. We need this kind of Word again in today's world still filled with much darkness. Once again, there is Word, and then there is light, and then there is life. And our Creator works again to begin a new creation. Because although God has given us life, and eyes and ears and all our members, his children too quickly focus on the gifts and forget about the giver. And so we plug up our ears to the word, or we drown it out with everything that pops into our head. And we clench our eyes shut to his light, or we drown it out with every bright idea we think we have. And we hold our noses to the breath of life that he breathes into us, or we hurry ourselves to death trying to live it up. Does that cause God to give us the silent treatment and turn the lights out on us? No, it does not. His word still speaks to us in a calm, steady voice. His light still shines in the darkness that does not understand it, but also has not overcome it. This word that calls into being things that are not and miraculously creates light in the darkness also has power to create faith in the faithless. And so to give life to the dead, to give us spiritual life now and call us from the grave itself to eternal life. John compares this to our physical birth, which comes not by anything we do or decide, but by what is done for us by the giver of life, who is God. This new birth of ours is dependent on the birth of the Word itself, which not only gives us life, but takes on life in the flesh. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The Word becomes incarnate, and yet remains on high as cherubim sing anthems of glory in the sky. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Here again, that eternal Word which gives light ends up also with physical life. It is said that if you want to get someone's attention, whisper. The eternal Word of God that gives life to all speaks to us most powerfully by becoming a tiny child. Here we see the gentleness of his love for us. Here we get a glimpse of the depth to which he will go for our sakes. And what we see here shows us that there's more. He started as a baby in order to do all that we must do and to suffer all that we suffer as he grows up. He was born in the flesh so that he could die for our sakes. This is the glory of God. Not a glory that makes us hide our faces in fear, but a glory that makes our eyes open wide in amazement at the fullness of his grace and his truth. It was quite a revelation to find God in the flesh. It was quite a revelation to find a baby in a manger. It was quite a revelation to find this Jesus on the cross. It was quite a revelation to find him alive again in the flesh. And it is quite a revelation to find his flesh and his blood again here in Holy Communion. And in each of these manifestations is revealed his grace. He continues to be flesh and blood among us here today. And so he continues to speak to us of his love and his forgiveness. He continues to give us life and to strengthen our faith. This is why we are here again today, to sing again those songs that stick with us as we hear again that eternal Word who became flesh to stay with us always. Highest, most holy, light of light eternal. He is the eternal Word that created light and life. Light and life to all he brings by speaking to us the Word that enlightens our darkness in our hearts and brings us to life as God's children. Word of the Father, now in the flesh appearing, takes on body to communicate to us God's grace by living and dying for our salvation so that we can see his truth and sing his praises now and forever. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen.